News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with Patricia Logan of the College Station Police Department. First, we're going to talk about a scam alert that will be of interest to those who are renters or leasers of homes and apartments.
Yes, the College Station Police Department has been alerted of a possible scam that is targeting local residents that are subleasing or renting property. Several renters in the area have received emails from a person in a different country responding to subleasing or renting ads that are listed on internet sites like Student Life or on Craigslist. The scammer agrees to all the terms and asks if they can write a check for a greater amount than what is being asked for. They want the check to be quickly cashed and for the extra cash amount to be wired back to them or to a different location. The banks are able to cash this check and make the funds available to you, but just because you can withdraw the money doesn't mean the check is good. It can take weeks for the forgery to be discovered and the check to bounce, and you could possibly be out of the amount that was asked to be wired back to them. Just be aware that this is happening. If a stranger wants to pay you for something, insist on cashier's check for the exact amount, preferably from a local bank or a branch in the area.
All right. Something else we want to acknowledge, the police department having its employee awards banquet recently. If you can run down what happened there.
Okay. On Thursday, January 31st, the College Station Police Department held their annual awards ceremony to recognize employee accomplishments for the calendar year of 2012. Chief Police Jeff Capps and the College Station Police Department would like to congratulate the following award winners. Medals of Honor, Officer Andy Murph, Officer Travis Laycox, Officer Brad Smith, and Officer Chad Jones. Police Officer of the Year, Officer Travis Sullivan. Sworn Supervisor of the Year, Sergeant Matthew Ford. Rookie of the Year, Officer Jason Smith. Communications Operator of the Year, Melissa Adams. Civilian Employee of the Year, Records Technician, Paula Gutten. Cross Gallantry, Officer Justin Elke. Outstanding Service Award, that goes to Officer Phil Dorsett. Officer Jeffrey Durham. Deputy City Marshal Kelvin Dawson. Detective Derek Cooper. Communications Supervisor Brian Hagen, Detention Officer Shannon Ballard, Olivia Joy Carrillo, Ashley Arredondo, Selena Butters, and Ashley Carroll. Outstanding Unit Citation goes out to the Recruiting and Training Division, and that is Lieutenant Stephen Brock, Sergeant Thomas Brown, Officer Rhonda Seaton, and Officer Jaime Urbina. The Citizens Award went to a citizen who provided intricate details related to the suspect's description in the Fidelity Street shooting while summoning help for his friend who had been wounded. The 25 years of service as a member of CSPD Chaplain Program Award goes to chaplains Danny Durant and Peter Tarlow.
And if you caught Patricia in the middle of that list, just to let you know, the entire list is on the interview page at WTAW.com with a recording of this interview. As we finish up today, there is still a missing person from last November, and we have time to remind folks to watch out for this particular individual.
We're still looking for a missing person reported as a runaway on November 9th. Person's name is Cedric Dion Filger. He left his mother's home without permission. He was traveling in an unknown direction. And since that time, investigators have spent numerous hours attempting to locate Filger. He is no longer answering telephone calls from the police department. Investigators believe that he is safe somewhere in the Bryan College Station area, and they're requesting assistance in locating Filger. Filger is described as a black male, 16 years of age.
All right, our update from Patricia Logan, the College Station Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.